What up, homies? It's your boy, Stev, and welcome to The Bracket.
Back in 2020, like most of the world, me and Ash didn't have a lot going on, so we decided to make a list of the 130 greatest movies of all time and pit them against each other, tournament style, to see which ones came out on top. We judged them against each other in five categories: production, writing, acting, originality, and rewatchability. Whichever movie took the most categories moved on. Don't get me wrong, it was rarely unanimous between us, but it was always a lot of fun. Just a heads up, we did record these a few years ago, so if the timeline feels a bit weird, that's why. If you want to check out the list of the 130 movies, I'll put a link to our website in the description below. So without further ado, let's all go back to the land of 2020, where all we did was sit at home, drink excessively, and watch flicks. Enjoy. Lawrence Arabia, Gladiator!
You really gotta tell people to, like, turn down their shit before you do that.
Yeah, it's like, thanks, Steve, my fucking ears are bleeding now.
Now that I'm deaf, we can just go home, we're done.
I even blow my fucking speakers. Yeah. Gonna... All right, cool, no worries. Yeah, no problem at all. Lawrence of Arabia versus Gladiator. Ashley, what did you think? First of all, I know what you thought.
you don't know shit.
So here's the thing. I am so weirdly excited to talk about these movies because you are famous, potentially infamous, for hating old movies. I am so curious how much you fucking hate Lawrence of Arabia. I am like, oh, I'll watch this movie and I'm actually into it. I'm like, nah, she's hating it.
Dude.
Let's hear it.
Satan made this movie. He like had a pot and he's like, let's sprinkle some very old movie. Let's sprinkle a fucking long ass movie and let's feed it to Ash. It was fucking terrible. It was brutal.
It's funny. I was watching it and then we're like 2.5 hours in and all of a sudden the screen cuts to black and it says intermission. And I was just like, oh, Ashley, I bet she thought the movie was over for a second. She's like, it's over? And then intermission. Fuck.
There was like three times whenever he just... something happened. I'm like, okay, this is it. And yeah. No, it just continued. It was so long that I actually watched it in three parts. That is a true story. I did. I had to watch an hour and a half and then watch something else and then an hour and then watch something else and then an hour and a half. That was the only way I could get through it. And I could be, there's the difference. You could have me sit down and watch the entire thing, but I wouldn't have paid as much attention.
Yeah.
If I just watched him in chunks. Unfortunately, Gladiator, I did the same thing. I did it too.
Okay. So, I mean, okay. So then, good pair up then?
Very, very different. Very, very different, the two. Gladiator is more my style, more recent. But it was intrigued. The whole movie was like, it didn't bore me.
Okay, here's the thing. I mean, Gladiator came out in year 2000.
I know.
20 years old. So like...
compared to 1962.
So listen, okay.
But like Gladiator, like, okay, here's where we went back to. The movie is long, but did it have to be long? Gladiator had to be.
Yeah.
That movie was great. All the scenes were necessary.
Here's the thing. I'm actually going to say it. Okay, so again, it's not really a spoiler. It's a little bit of a spoiler. Never mind. We'll talk about it.
Difference in that aspect where Lawrence, like, they could have fucking cut it like four different times.
Yeah.
And I know because I got excited because I thought the movie was done three different times. But it was okay.
Lawrence of Arabia?
It was okay.
Okay.
It's not the worst in this list.
Oh.
It's not the top four worst.
Yeah.
So that's good. This is good. This was okay.
Good.
Gladiator was much better.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I actually really, really like Lawrence of Arabia.
It's Steven Spielberg's favorite movie.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a really... I don't know why I like it so much, but I really do. Like, there's a lot about it where I'm like, oh, that makes sense why this is such a popular movie. Like, a lot of it, I think, boils down to Peter O'Toole as well. Like, the main character.
Right.
He is so strange in this movie. Like, he's, like, so, like, flamboyant before, like, that was the thing. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know, but he, like, he's so unassuming. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for.
Oh, it's like the man, one of the man is feminine.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called, but yeah.
I guess like, more like metrosexual. I don't know. But,
yeah.
But that's the thing. But he's so unassuming. Like, he's not somebody that you would take seriously. And he ends up leading this fucking army. And, like, he's so weirdly good at, like, because he's like that, he's right. so good at, like, getting people to like him. And, like, side with him in a weird way. And I think that's super interesting. I thought...
Well, because even the people were like, this is what we want to do. But you have to go.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to get far. But you will.
Yeah.
It's something about him. Then he's like, can you give me the dress? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Not obviously, like, this...
Yeah, for sure.
A dress, but, like, their dress. And I'll go.
Yeah.
And he crushed it.
And there's even a part... near the, it's near the end, but it's not really a spoiler of anything. But like a character says, like, did you know about something to one of these politicians or like these like army generals? And the general's like, I had no idea. And then Lawrence comes in and he actually says like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? And then the guy looks at the general and says, he's much better at lying than you are.
Right.
And then he kind of walks away. And maybe that's why he's so good at his job. He's just very good at,
right,
or he's just very naive and he really didn't know. Like, it's just one of those things, right? But yeah. I find him such an interesting character. I'm actually blown away that he didn't win an Oscar for this movie.
Oh.
I don't know who won, but like he's actually never won an Oscar. He won like an honorary Oscar, like Peter O'Toole.
No, whenever you come to like Leonardo DiCaprio,
yeah,
that's an issue.
Yeah,
Leonardo should have won before
100%.
Whatever, Revenant?
Yeah.
Revenant, whatever.
It's an okay movie.
I didn't mind it. Yeah, it was okay.
No, there's definitely better movies than that. Like, even fucking The Wolf of Wall Street was fantastic.
That's what I mean. How did he not win for Inception? Yeah. He did not win for Wolf of Wall Street, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, even Margot, she should have won for that.
Oh, she's fantastic. She's so good in the movie. Like, here's the thing, like... The Departed, I'm like,
right.
Leonardo DiCaprio deserved it for The Departed. Unfortunately, he ended up pulling himself out of that race. He decided to instead run for the movie Blood Diamond that year. Because he didn't want to go against his friends. Matt Damon was, Matt Damon was also Best Actor. And Mark Wahlberg was Supporting Actor. So it was one of those things where he's like, no, I'm not going to go against my boys. I'm just going to go do this other movie. So...
Which is funny. This segue is hilarious because the guy in Blood Diamond is in Gladiator.
Yeah!
Hey, that's kind of funny. I'll talk about that again later. But
speaking of Oscars, Russell Crowe won the Oscar for Best Actor, and he fucking deserved it. Right. I'm actually surprised. Another person who actually, in my opinion, deserved it, Joaquin Phoenix. But he didn't get it. He got nominated, didn't get the Oscar. But like,
he wasn't, was he? Oh, yeah, I guess.
Don't get me wrong.
I guess he was known around this time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, he was not...
My first movie I ever saw him in was Ladder 49.
Oh, that was after this.
Oh, I still can't watch it. I cry every... Oh, that's like that girl movie for me. But, like, and then I saw him in this, and I'm like, okay.
I think this is the first thing I ever really saw him in. He was in other shit before this, but Signs was the thing that I think made him big. In my personal opinion, like, I remember he was in this, and it made him big, and then he was in Signs, and all of a sudden he was like... Because in this, he's so unlikable. And in Signs, he's the exact opposite. He's so likable that it's like, oh, this guy's kind of got some range. And like,
I don't remember Signs at all.
He's good.
I think I saw it when I was a kid.
It's good.
I know, like, The Hedge. I know what it is. But is it the tinfoil hat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of remember it as a kid. But
yeah, I know Russell Crowe crushes this fucking movie.
Which I find funny because I thought it was Mel Gibson. And then I found out Meg Gibson turned down this role.
Oh, did he?
And that's why Russell Crowe, I was like... Why did I think it was Mel Gibson? I don't know.
A Braveheart, maybe?
I didn't know. Oh, maybe.
He's a Braveheart, so it makes sense.
I didn't know Russell Crowe was Gladiator. No. That's hilarious.
Russell Crowe's the man in this movie. It's funny. Russell Crowe in this movie, everything he does, it's like you can't think he could be any cooler. And then he does something, and you're like, oh, wait, no, you're cool. Like, it was actually funny. So I, like, write little notes for, like, this. Like, as I'm watching a movie, I'll just, like, jot something down. And so me and my wife watched the movie together. And
didn't watch Lawrence, did
no,
she?
No, God, no.
Okay.
No, fuck no.
She thought
Gladiator was too long. She's like, that was it? She's like, why did I sit through 2.5 hours of that? Anyway, so we're walking upstairs, and then she's like, you got your notes? And I'm like, I literally wrote down one thing that whole movie. And she's like, what is it? I wrote, bomb fur coat. Because Russell Crowe has the best fucking fur coat. He's got, it's like made of like wolf or something. He's just like, but God, this guy's a badass.
He was like an olden days like Jon Snow.
Yeah, for real. Actually, a lot of this reminded me of Game of Thrones, weirdly.
Oh, the whole movie did.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of things where I was like, oh, that's weird. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, a lot of it. Like, I could see this whole movie being a subplot in Game of Thrones.
Right.
Where, like, a king or not, or like a general fucking gets sold to slavery and, like, right. All that.
Which, yeah, never really. I mean, I guess Jon Snow, technically. But he wasn't born into, like, royalty, really.
Yeah, neither was, yeah.
But, like, he was sold to be nothing, and then he became something.
For sure. And then you think, like, oh, there's no way Russell Crowe could get cooler. And then he puts on that fucking mask, and you're like, oh, that mask is so fucking cool. I just watched another movie, actually, recently that's kind of on the same line as Gladiator. I watched the movie Troy.
I've never seen it.
I literally just watched it.
No spoilers.
I know, it's cool, but...
That's Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's fucking helmet in that movie is the most... Like, it's just, like, perfectly, like, designed. I'm like, God, that's a cool fucking helmet.
And our sister loves Troy.
Right.
Her husband and, yeah, her have been telling me to watch it for years.
That's very good.
And by the way, I never said this. I have not seen either of these before.
Oh.
Well, this is my first time seeing either one. I forgot to say that before.
Yeah, so I bought Gladiator to watch it for this. I bought, like, a Blu-ray copy of it. It's kind of been set on my ledge for, like, the last week. And so about fucking Sunday, I was like, all right, Ash is coming over on Tuesday. Do you mind? I'm going to watch fucking Gladiator. Do you want to watch it with me? And she's like, and she's been kind of like eyeing it all week. Like, she's been walking by it a lot. It says, like, fucking winner of Best Picture.
How good does Russell Crowe look on the case?
Right?
No, that's the
like,
question.
He really does. He's like got like fucking a 12 pack.
Yeah.
And she's like,
she a 2-4 of Canadian all up in there.
So she's like, is it action packed? I'm like, oh, it's action packed. And she's like, yeah, all right, I'll watch it with you. And, like, the movie ends, and she's like, where was the action? I was like, oh, I thought
no
it was action-packed.
No way. There was a lot of good stuff.
There
was
some
movie.
Good stuff. I will get into it more in spoilers with, like, where you think the movie's going, and then it doesn't go there. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll get to it a little more in spoilers. But, yeah, no, Gladiator. Here's the thing. Like, I remember Gladiator was the first time I ever really watched the Oscars. It sounds weird. It was, like, 20 years ago. I was 12. You know, it was the first time I, like kind of kept track of that shit.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And so I've always kind of held Gladiator to a high esteem because it was like the first movie in my brain that like won Best Picture. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, did he win Best Actor?
Yeah, he won Best Actor. So, and then Joaquin Phoenix was nominated, didn't win. So I like Gladiator a lot. It's a movie I watch probably every 3 or 4 years. It's fucking pretty good. Lawrence of Arabia, I haven't watched in a long fucking time. As you can, it's a long fucking movie. I have watched it once before this, and then I watched it this time, and I don't know, I liked it a lot more this time. I don't know, it's...
That's the thing, though, if you give me a good movie, like the, Zack Snyder one, I can sit through a 4-hour movie, no problem.
Yeah, for sure.
I knew, and what really sucks is I have a bunch of people in my life, there's like 5 of them, every week they ask me what movie's coming up, and they don't spoil anything,
yeah.
They don't say anything. When I said Gladiator, my chef goes, oh, awesome. And I go, Lawrence of Arabia goes, fuck, you're going to be bored. And I'm like, oh, don't say that. Like, unfortunately, I already had it in my head because he said that.
Yeah. I don't know. He's such an interesting character. I love the fact that he, like, saves that. He goes back for the guy in the desert. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's such an interesting scene.
The guy is, like, walking or whatever.
Yeah, and then it turns, and then, like, and then he has to kill a guy, and it turns out to be that guy.
Yeah.
It's not really a spoiler. It's pretty fucking, I mean, it's, like, an hour and a half into him in the movie, but it's, like, 4 fucking hours long, so it's not really much of a spoiler, but.
to be fair.
Yeah.
So do you want to power this
yeah,
up?
Let's
we
do,
can talk.
Let's do the show.
And we don't have to watch what we say.
Let's point the system.
All right, so. You know what? I'm going to let you take the reins on this one.
Cool.
So, production. Keep in mind, Lawrence is, for their time, this is a big-ass budget, $15 million.
Okay.
In 1962. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, $15 million, they made $70. Gladiator was $103. They made $460.
So, it's very unfortunate that Gladiator came out in the time that it did. it felt, you could feel the CGI in it a little bit. There's a couple of times. There's just a couple of times where I'm like, I feel like you could see it's like, you know, green screen or something. There's a couple of scenes.
Do you think like, cause it was just like created that they got really excited and they wanted to use it.
Right. So, and that's the thing, right? Whereas I find Lawrence of Arabia, I was watching it and I kept saying out loud, like, wow, they don't make movies like this anymore with like fucking thousands of extras. And like, there's that train scene where like the train's toppled and like he's like walking by this train and I'm like, I bet they used a real fucking train. Like it looks fucking amazing, right? And it's just like it looks so good and like there's no CGI.
Apparently was only one set in Lawrence of Arabia and apparently they were in like a Catholic church and that was the only set.
Really?
I don't have it written down, but yeah, it was like this specific chapel.
No shit.
But yeah, I found that really cool. So anyways, continue. But so you're right.
I'm going to give Lawrence of Arabia the production. That's where I'm getting with this. Going with this.
Okay. What about originality? Keep in mind, Lawrence of Arabia is a real story. It is a true story.
Okay. But I Gladiator. It's like a myth or a legend, right? Is it based off of anything? I don't actually know.
Gladiator?
Maximus Aurelius? Is that like a real thing?
Maximus is not, but I'm going to butcher their names. Commodus? And Lucilla.
Oh, Commodus, yeah.
Those two are real. Okay. Apparently, it's like a real story about a brother and a sister. The sister tried killing the brother.
Okay.
Not spoiling it. This is like history.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess she tried to like kill her brother and she failed. And then her brother was kind of like, oh, now you have to have sex with me because you...
Isn't it the fucking weirdest shit? Like, anytime he hits on her, it's like...
Geez. Yeah, whenever he looks into the eyes and he's like, kiss me. And I'm like, bleh, bleh, Steven, no, back up. No. But like that is a real thing. The whole story is not, they are real.
I'm going to give originality to Lawrence of Arabia as well. Okay.
Did you hear that?
No.
No, okay. So to Lawrence as well. Okay. What about writing? I'm going to punch you in the jaw if you do not say the next three. You're a big man. I'll still tackle you.
I'll give it the Gladiator. Yeah, writing, it's a well-written.
You're going to give acting to Lawrence, though.
No, I actually do think the acting is better in Gladiator.
And rewatchability. It's a good
I almost gave writing to Lawrence, which would have tilted it, but I'm assuming you're going to fucking give everything to Gladiator, so it's not a big deal anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would have probably, honestly, the only thing I would have given Lawrence is acting if I was challenged.
Yeah.
Because you are 100% correct about that. No one makes movies like that anymore.
No.
Where there are no sets, it's all real. Like, come on. That was something special.
Don't get me wrong, I know you can't fucking make the Roman Colosseum. I know that. But, like, it's just...
They made, like, one-third of it, apparently.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
They said it was one-third the size of the real Colosseum, which is nuts. That's huge. Because there's the one scene when you see them all cheering and it pans up and you could see all the rows of people.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah, it's actually that high.
Okay. Well, okay, so... Gladiator wins.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm not letting that fucking stupid movie go through. Not to Gladiator.
Lawrence of Arabia is a fucking awesome movie. I really liked it.
Shut up. You and Steven Spielberg just need to go have a little cup of tea. Talk about some shitty ass movies. All right.
All right. Next to spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers!
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 Okay, so, Gladiator's interesting. You definitely think it's going in a particular direction, right?
Like, what direction were you talking about?
You think fucking he's gonna get his boys and they're gonna come back and fuck Commodus up, right? Like, that's kind of where it's going for, like, the last, we'll say, hour of the movie. We're saying 45 minutes of, like... He's like, and she's going to help him do it. And then she fucking betrays him. And then he gets caught again.
It wasn't her. It was that stupid kid who got hung with the arrows.
Okay, was it?
Yeah. Because whenever he walked up and he's like, I am so sorry, sir.
Yeah, but like...
And then it went, shh.
I think he said, I'm sorry because he got caught. I don't think he said he was sorry because he betrayed him. Because I don't know why he would have.
I don't think it was his sister, though, because why would she pick him, her brother, over him?
Because the brother said he was going to kill the kid. See, here's the thing about this. Me and Melissa had the same conversation, and she said the same thing you did. So I'm like, how am I missing something?
Apparently, we shouldn't have children. Apparently. Because we're like, I'm going to kill your son. And me and Mel are like, okay.
Well, I thought it was obvious that Commodus was telling that story about his sister.
Right.
The bee stung him. So, yeah. And then, like, the kid. And he, I think he pretty much explicitly says, like, I'm going to kill this kid, pretty much. If you don't fucking tell me what's going to happen. That's what I thought.
I know exactly what scene you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I still thought it was the kid because he said, I'm so sorry. Because why would he apologize for getting caught?
Because he got caught.
Would he apologize
because
for that?
Because he was trying to help him out. And then...
I would probably go, hey, man, Lucille, if I could kill... Rat! Like, I would have tried to say her name before.
Why would they hang him then? Because I guess they're greasy. Don't get me wrong. But like...
Why would they hang him if he didn't rat?
Because he's part
Why would he be there if he didn't rat?
Because he was supposed to take him to the boys.
But why he didn't have to be there then? Because Gladiator Maximus would have walked out to the spot anyways, regardless, seen the horse, and then they would have just pop, 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 pop. Why was the kid even there? What was the whole point of that whole scene then?
The kid or the guy with the scar on his face?
The kid getting hung with the arrows.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I thought he was there to, like, because he had two horses.
You're killing me, buddy. You're killing me.
He had two horses. He was going to pick fucking Russell Crowe up, and the two of them are going to go to, like...
Yes, I know.
Never mind.
I still think he ratted, okay. For sure, because there was no reason why he would have apologized for anything.
Again, Melissa said the same thing, so maybe I'm missing
something. Yeah, but now I'm thinking your way. Because now I'm like, I remember that scene, and I remember the Scarface guy was like, here's some, you know, plans I have to save Maximus.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened? And she paid him money.
Yeah, and then she got the other
politician
involved, but then he got caught.
Yeah.
So she's like, we gotta go fucking tonight.
We gotta go tonight.
But then, like...
That whole kid thing happened that day?
Yeah. See, this happens twice in the movie. The first time is Marcus Aurelius saying to Maximus, hey, do you want to be the ruler? And he's like, ugh. And he's like, I'll give you until sundown. And then, like, bad timing. He decides to tell his son, you know, beforehand. He shows all his cards. And his son's like, well, I guess I gotta kill you then. Like, that happens over the course of, like, fucking couple of hours. And then so does the ending. I don't know. All right, fuck it.
Okay.
How satisfied were
honestly,
you?
Honestly, okay. I don't know. Now you got me all screwed up because now I'm all confused. I thought the kid ratted.
Okay. How satisfied were you when Maximus stabbed?
I was so fucking happy.
I love
the I didn't even let you finish the sentence. No. Stab who?
The Commodus in the fucking neck. He's like, I love the moment where he's like, sword. And then that fucking general who stood by him the whole time.
What is up with that general?
Okay. I don't know. Here's the thing. I like to think that he was, because he was like Maximus's like right-hand man, right? In that first battle?
Yeah.
But like, the guy's the fucking emperor. Like, you can't like... just say no. You know what I mean? But I think it got to the point where he was just so, like, sick of it.
Well, because he poked him, and he saw that because he's like, cover the wound. Yeah. And then they left, and the guy had to, like, cover the wound on Maximus, and he's like, well, now you're definitely not going to win. That sucks.
Yeah.
And I can't believe Gladiator didn't say that. Like, on the field, he wouldn't have said, like, just letting everyone know it's not fair. You fucking poked me. Just letting you all know what kind of ruler you have.
I think it's fucking obvious where he walks around like he's hasn't slept in 3 days.
So.
Like he's fucking half asleep or like poisoned or something. And actually another thing. So, super fucking satisfying. When that general's like, everybody sheathe your sword. And then the guy's like, oh fuck. I love that.
That was so sad because I felt a little sadness because I was like, poor buddy, like he won't get any help. But that's what he wanted. He wanted a one-on-one battle.
Yeah.
Pretend like we're not here.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you my sword. That's not the point.
I love it. And then he gets fucked up. I love it. And then I love it even more. It's, I actually thought it was a really fucking good shot. When the sister comes out to like Maximus and she's like, I don't remember what she says, but something about heroes or whatever. And then she's like, who's going to help me carry him? And then like fucking 50 of the beefiest dudes in the world are like, I'll help you, dude. Lady. And they carry him out. And then there's a shot. It's a wide shot. And you just see like 50 people cheering and like carrying Maximus out. And then you see the other body just kind of chilling there. And it's like, holy shit, I completely forgot that Commodus died and nobody fucking cares. Not a single person is like, hey, what about the fucking, you know, the guy running this place? Like, that's not a single
funny.
Person.
That's funny. I didn't even think of that.
No, it was just like a random shot. I'm like, wait, what the? I completely forgot about that.
I almost got emotional during that. Like, that was kind of sweet. That was really, really. Yeah. And unfortunately, his friend, I hope I don't butcher the Juba. I don't want to. The guy from Blood Diamond.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name because I don't know. Jimon?
I believe it's Jimon Hunsen.
Yeah, Jimon, yeah. Unfortunately, his badassness did not come out in this movie.
Oh, no. But he's
the first time I ever saw him in was Beauty Shop.
Okay.
That's the only thing I've ever seen him in. So it just, he does not look badass at all anymore. He looks like the Queen Latifah lover who lives above her beauty shop. Like, and it's so unfortunate because he, that one part when they were attached by the rope, that was sick.
Oh, it's fantastic. He's amazing in everything I've ever seen him in. Like, he was in The Island. I thought he was amazing as like a fucking bounty hunter.
Okay.
I think he's a bounty hunter. He's like a mercenary or something. But here's the thing about that actor. So this has actually happened to me a couple of times. Where they announce that a new Marvel movie is coming out, and I say, oh, you know who'd be fucking perfect for that role is this person, and then they cast some other random big actor, and then they cast the person that I think would be perfect as the villain.
That's weird.
This has happened at least 3 times, but the two that I can think of off the top of my head, Jimon Hunsen should have been fucking Drax the Destroyer in my person. Maybe, see.
I don't even know who that is.
Drax is from Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, he's a completely different character than he kind of, like, in my personal opinion, he's, like, kind of more badass in the comics.
Okay.
So, they kind of did something different with him. He's more, like, likable or something. I don't know. Whereas he's kind of less badass in the movies. So, I'm like, okay, where they were going with it, Dave Bautista fucking crushes it. But, in my head, I'm like, he would be so good as Drax. And they cast him as, like, I believe his name was Krona or Kronos or something. But,
I don't remember.
Then the other one they did was, in Doctor Strange, they announced a Doctor Strange movie. I'm like, you know what'd be fucking perfect for this movie is Mads Mikkelsen, I believe that's his name, the guy who plays Hannibal in like the show, and he's in a lot of stuff. I'm like, oh, he'd be fucking perfect, and they cast him as the villain. I was like, oh, lame. But anyway,
at least they're in it.
Yeah, that's a very
so
good
they
point.
Have some kind of idea. They're almost in the same path.
It's like they hear me and they're like, oh, he's saying something. He has to be in this movie.
He must mean the villain.
But no, he's great in this movie. Actually the big guy in Gladiator that gets all the arrows at the end and he like dies. Like,
yeah.
As soon as he gets the arrows, that was the one time where Melissa was like, oh man.
That, I actually was really sad for that. Cause they were holding them off for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, like they knew they were going to die.
Yeah.
And I love that earlier. It's a weird segue, but you said something about the CGI.
Yeah.
So, I don't know much about CGI or when it started. I think we kind of talked about what movie it was where it started.
Mm.
So, I guess Oliver Reed died, who was Antonius, during the filming. And the ending of the movie, which were the major parts, they had to use a body double and they had to CGI his face on the other actor. This sounds very, very fake to me because I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
So.
It's a real thing. I mean, it's a real technique. I mean, fucking.
Like in year 2000, though?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Like, yeah,
pretty
like last year they're doing Star Wars and they put Carrie Fisher in there. That blows my brain that they can do that.
Well, I mean, the biggest one, the fucking Social Network. The twins are played by two different people. and they just fucking CGI'd the one guy's face on
there. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like,
what?
No shit. Sometimes they do like split, like where it's like he films it one spot and then films it the other spot and they just like splice it together. But there's sometimes where
two
different actors and they just fucking CGI'd the one guy's face on the other guy.
But like, that's like the two actors are acting those two parts and they just put them both in together, right?
Yeah, so sometimes it's both actors do one part and then they switch.
Like Lindsay Lohan and Parent Swap. Or whatever.
And then they like just use the best parts of whatever. But like there's sometimes where if he's just standing there or like they're rowing together or something, they just CGI the guy's face.
How did I not know that? They're two different people?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's a good movie, yeah.
What are the
Winklevoss.
Winklevoss.
The Winklevi, whatever.
No way. How did I not know that? Oh, that just really hurt my brain. Like, and when I heard about, you know, Oliver dying, and I was trying to think of, like, what scenes was he CGI'd? Like, I can't even tell you. That's how. Yeah. In the year 2000, I wouldn't have guessed.
Good. They did a good job.
I wouldn't have guessed they were that good.
The other thing I was going to say actually earlier that I was like, oh, this is just kind of a spoiler, so maybe I should wait. I really liked it when they're like, what is your name? And he's like, call me Gladiator.
Right.
I'm like, that is the most fucking badass nickname ever. And then immediately they're like, no, I want to know your name. And he's like, fine, I'm Maximus Aurelius. Like, I understand it's a 2.5 hour movie already, but I would have gladly done another, like, bit of just him fucking being a badass as just Gladiator.
That's what I would have done.
Instead of the Spaniard or whatever they call him Gladiator. Like, that'd be fucking cool.
Unfortunately, he knew, though, because he knew who the son was.
Yeah.
Once he heard that, he went, shit. Yeah. I know who you are.
It's like, fuck. I need a mask like yesterday.
Gladiator. His problem, he would have gotten away with it until he turned his back.
Yeah.
He had to turn his back to, how do you say his name? Commodus?
Commodus? I believe Commodus. It's Commodus.
He had to turn his back to Commodus, which he didn't like.
Because he just wants to go home. That's all he wanted, right?
Whereas he didn't have to turn his back on him, and then he would have still stayed Gladiator. And everything would have been fine. Unfortunately, he had to turn his back as in an ignorant way.
Oh, you're talking about in that.
Yeah, Commodus was like, don't turn your. Who are you? Like, why would you do that to me?
Yeah.
And that's whenever he's like, I'm Maximus. And the whole movie, like, what?
I love it too. I love the idea of, like, it's kind of an interesting take on, like politics in a weird way. Like, because here's the thing, you'd think Commodus would just be like, I'm going to fucking kill him. Like, let's just get rid of him. But, like, people loved him so much that it's like, if you kill him, people will just hate you. It's so obvious that you know what I mean, if he dies, it's obvious
that's
that you killed him,
so people would hate you.
And like, that's so interesting. It's like, that's such an interesting dynamic where like there's like a solid like half the movie where he's like, I just want to fucking kill him, but I can't because they won't let me. Like, it's so interesting. Anyway,
and that's why he's trying to think of all these arena ideas, like,
yeah,
tigers, rah! Or like, yeah, I'm gonna stab you in the wrist, rah! So that you die, you know, intentionally.
It's literally the Hunger Games where they're like, what's that? You survived? Well, guess what? Next year is all of the winners. It's like, fuck.
The whatever, you know.
You sons of bitches.
I feel bad for
him. Let's talk about Lawrence of Arabia a little bit. I like the movie. One of my favorite things about the movie, I don't know why, is, okay, so you meet Lawrence and like he's, you know, he's a chill dude. And, like, he's going across the desert with, like, some guy, some, like, travel buddy. And then, like, fucking buddy rolls up, kills his travel buddy. And then he's like, hey, you want to come with me? And he's like, okay. And they become fucking besties. Like, imagine after Lawrence dies, he runs into this fucking guy who got killed off in the first 10 minutes. He's like, hey, that guy that killed me, like, you got him, right? And he's like, oh, no, man, he's awesome. Like, you know, we were like
he's
besties.
He's a good guy.
He's actually a pretty good guy. Once you get to know him, like, you kind of got his bad side really quickly, but, like, you know, if you just stuck it out a little bit.
Because it was his well or whatever. Yeah.
Which is funny, because that was like a reoccurring theme scene. Like, they went to the next well, and that was somebody else's well, and he got pissed.
I actually thought by then in the movie, I thought it was going to come first circle and that they were going to have fights and Lawrence was going to say to somebody, you can't drink out of that's my well. And that's what I was waiting for. Oh. Was I wanted him to turn into what he always hated.
Which is kind of what happened, but not really. Like, there's the very last battle that he's in. And he just grabs the gun and he just starts firing at people. Right. And then his bestie, who fucking killed his fucking travel buddy.
His bestie?
Yeah. Was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then he, like, looked at him like he was, like, a fucking animal. And he's like, and he, like, kind of ran away. Like, okay.
Right.
So,
There was a point whenever he said, like, oh, I like killing. And that's why he didn't want to do it anymore. And then he killed again and he got all emotional and he's on this little camel and he's all sad.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, how did your character change in two scenes?
No, it's
true. Don't get me wrong, those two scenes were 45 minutes. But still.
I did, although I said it earlier, I really did like the scene where he had to kill the guy. Where, like, right. Where, like, the guy murdered somebody out of, like, greed. And it's like a tribal thing where it's like, well, because he murdered our buddy, we have to murder him. But it's like, oh, but in our tribe, if you murder somebody, we have to murder you. And it's like a...
Right.
And then Lawrence is like, fuck, I'm not a part of either of your tribes. I'm fucking killing him. And then he, like, goes to kill him, and it turns out it's the guy that he fucking risked his life saving in the desert. It's like, oh, shit, I love that moment. I don't know why. Like, that's my favorite moment in the movie. And it's just like, and the guy, like, kind of stares at him. He's like, did you do it? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, all right. And he shoots him. Like, what was with the fucking kids dying, too, actually? Both kids died. I found that really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
One was the sand trap, and the other one fucking got his gut blown up by a detonator.
Yeah, because whenever his buddy tried helping him, and Lawrence stopped, and he's like, don't even bother trying to help him.
Yeah, it's because you can't get close enough.
You can't get close. And then the other kid, yeah, and he's like, he's not going to live. So Lawrence had to shoot him.
Oh, yeah. And that was the second time you shot, killed somebody, right?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense why he's so bummed out. He's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't like this so much.
And that's why the guy was like, well, you don't want to do it anymore because you have to kill people. And he's like, that's the problem.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
That
train was a real thing.
It looked amazing.
Apparently, the train track they made, and it was 2 miles long.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
That was real.
It looked great. There's a lot of sets. There's one particular shot where him and the kid, it was at the end of the first half, like right before the intermission. And him and the kid were, like, in the desert together. And then all of a sudden, you just see a fucking boat travel by. It's an amazing shot. It's like, that's such an awesome shot.
That was the most random river of all time.
Yeah, and he's just like, what the fuck? And then he, like, kind of, like, strolls out, and you can see the river. And he's like, oh, my God.
And they're, like, waving at the car, like, hey! Like, that is the most random river. And I don't understand why that's there.
I don't know either, but...
It's real.
So no, probably, yeah.
That's what's confusing me, where I'm like, it's not really a set, it's real. So why is it there? Why is there a desert there? I know, and then I always forget, like, how intense camels are. Because the one episode, the one scene, he's like, it's going to take, whatever, 23 days to get there, but our camels die of dehydration after 20.
Yeah.
So we have to start leaving now.
Yeah.
20 days? That's nuts. But yet they ride on horses.
Yeah.
So horses are not the same. They would never be like that.
Well, horses... I think camels can go longer, though, right? I don't know. Okay, I might fucking be butchering this.
Camels
this.
Can go 20 days, apparently, without water.
Apparently, they store water in their hump. Isn't that why they have a hump? I could be wrong on that.
I don't know.
I could be very wrong on that, but I feel my fucking...
I'm going to Google it.
My elementary school brain is telling me that I learned that in like grade like 2 or 3.
Let's call our niece.
That she would fucking know. She would know.
She would. She loves animals.
No, yeah. One time I fucking played Heads Up with her. And then, you know, like, it was like, cow. I was like, moo. You know, cat. I was like, you know, meow. It's like, she gets armadillo. And she's like, all right, it's native to the Sahara Desert. It's like such a monster. I'm like, oh.
She is brutal. She, like, it's like carnivore, but it's something that you've never heard of. And she's like, it's like a blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, what? What is that? It's not a carnivore. And I'm like, okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so... An ability that makes them particularly useful. Hold on for traveling costs. Deserts. Many people believe their humps are full of water. However, camel's humps actually store fatty tissue, not water, which is used as a source of nourishment when food is scarce. So you are close.
Okay.
It's food. Which technically, here's like the human question. What can you live more without, water or food? Us, it's water.
Yeah.
So I guess theirs is food.
Oh, okay.
Well, as long as they eat food, they're fine. Very interesting.
That is very interesting.
Anyways, I did not know that, so you taught me something.
What did you think of the beginning of the movie being... Okay, actually... Okay.
Beginning of the movie was in like 2019, dude. I don't remember anymore. I'm gonna try my best. That was on like Thursday.
Okay. I watched a restored version of it. I'm not really sure what the differences are, but was there like fucking 10 minutes of like music before the movie? How weird was that? Like, it was to the point where I was like, is my fucking DVD player not working? Like,
so altogether, I can even tell you, it was 4 minutes and 37 seconds.
Oh, fuck.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of just credits and just music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So I just bloop, 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 bloop. I just fast forward it all.
Okay.
I couldn't do it.
What did you think of the opening where he dies? How weird was that?
Who dies?
Lawrence.
I don't even remember.
Oh. Well, that's how the movie opens. Is he's like on a bike and he's like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On the motorbike accident. And then it goes in the bush. And then, I know. And then there was the one guy who was like, he was whatever, arrogant. And the one guy was like, I take offense. Yeah. Did you know him? No. Fuck. I would love for my friends to be like, dude, at least like we don't have to hear her fucking bitchy tone anymore. And I want someone at my funeral to be like, whoa, 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 don't say that. Like,
I will fight you for that.
Do you know who she is? Like, she was a fucking asshole. Like, yeah, yeah, okay.
I knew Ash LaGa very well.
Yeah, Ash LaGa, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so... I didn't even think of that. So what does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't like it. I'm not a fan. I almost feel like they were trying to ape Citizen Kane a little bit. Like, kind of felt like Citizen Kane. Like, he dies at the very opening bit, and then everybody's kind of talking about, like, who he was, and then it cuts back. I don't know. Just, I felt like that's what it was. My only issue, like, my biggest issue with it, other than, like, I think my biggest issue with it is it doesn't come back to it at the end.
It doesn't. So what does he do at the end? Does he live?
Well, yeah.
Right, he doesn't die at the end, so I don't understand.
It's almost like, it's weird because you watch his death in the opening scene, and then you go through the entire movie knowing that he's not going to die. Why do that?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That would have made sense. Because every time I thought the movie was going to end was every time something happened to him.
Yeah.
So once he was in the train, he got shot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this it? Is he gonna die?
Oh,
like,
no.
Dude, I'm so fucking stoked. Like, just let it go. And then, for some reason, he just bloop, bloop, got up and just walked away.
Yeah.
And he was fine. And I'm like, he's like posing for photos. I'm like, do you understand? Did you watch Saw? Like, when you guys shot the shoulder, apparently it fucking hurts. Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
No. Either way. So,
I didn't even think of that till now.
It was weird. I don't know. I just found it strange. But.
That was a very, very good point. Well, you could say the same about Citizen Kane.
Yes, but the movie Citizen Kane is about the fact that he died and them trying to figure out who he was when he was living.
All right.
Whereas this is just like, it's almost like an afterthought. It's almost like that was the end of the movie and they're like, we kind of like it ending with a random, boring political talk about... You know what I mean? Land and stuff. So let's just fucking put that at the beginning. It was just odd.
You're right. I actually honestly forgot that it existed. So, I mean, it didn't have to be there.
Hmm. Either way.
Stupid. Matches the whole movie. Stupid.
Anything else you want to say about Gladiator?
Hell or no. Gladiator. I liked Gladiator. The man, like, that whole... Just what surprised me about... That your wife didn't like that whole scene with the horse carriages and they all work together.
Oh, it's cool.
Dude, that was good.
Well, I love it because it's like, they don't, and he's kind of a badass before that, right? But like, they don't realize how strategic useful, he is. Right. Yeah. And then he's like, and he kind of says, like, he's like, the only way to stay alive is if we stick together. And then the only people who die are the people who kind of like stray off.
Right.
There's a couple of scenes. My biggest issue with Gladiator, in all honesty, is I thought it was really weirdly edited. However, I did watch the theatrical version and not the extended version.
Okay. I watched the extended.
Okay. See, and I have it. Again, the Blu-ray, and I'm like, I kind of, and I was gonna watch the extended, but my wife was watching it with me, and I was like, do I want to add another like 15 minutes to this movie? You know what I mean? 15
minutes is nothing.
I know, but it's like when you're watching a 2.5 hour movie, she's already fucking over it. Like,
at that point, though, if it's 2.5 hours, you can make her watch a movie for like 3 hours, and there's no difference.
True. It's true. So I watched the theatrical version, and it's very possible that the extended version is the version to watch. If this movie makes it further, maybe it makes it to like the final four. So I'm not really sure if it will, but maybe I'll watch the extended version just to see the difference. But there's just a lot of scenes where I'm like, I feel like they could have been bloodier because the movie's fucking super gory. But I'm like, I feel like it could be gorier than it is. Like,
oh, really?
But there's a lot of cool shots, like him slicing dude in the face.
Yeah.
And then like guy turns. It's fucking, that's a cool one. The chick getting cut in half is cool.
That whole scene is fucking, the whole arena scene is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the buddy with the helmet, the unbeatable, he just like fucking puts a fucking thing right through his helmet.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't kill him though. He doesn't kill him.
No.
Which I like. I thought that was because Commodus is like, kill him. And he's like, fuck you kind of thing. I also love when he's in the first arena and he kills like the five dudes. Because apparently that's like the easiest round of this. Like he kills five dudes and then he like throws the sword into the balcony. I think that's fucking awesome.
Oh, because he's like, are you entertained? Yeah.
Yeah. Are you not entertained? That's why he probably
won. Well, because the one guy was like, make sure you like veer for the audience. That's how you escape.
Yeah.
And then what happens next arena? Everyone's like, Gladiator, you know, and they were like going for him. And of course, Commodus is like, shit.
This motherfucker.
Fuck. What are you going to go for him for? Yeah. And then, okay, this makes me laugh because I guess we have a Toronto zoo, but we don't really have a zoo near us. And I guess it's a normal thing. They put a rope in the cat cages and you can like tug of war with a cat. And it's like a lion or a fucking tiger. And these videos are so funny because they're men your size, you know, 6'5" and 350. And they can't even hold this rope. And there's like four of them and the tiger is just pulling them.
Oh, fuck.
I found it so funny now that I've seen those videos when I watched that Gladiator scene of them holding the tiger by the chain. And I was like, you're not going to hold that. You guys are way less than I do. Like, there's no way.
And the thing, there's actually one moment where the guy could have beat Maximus. Like, that fucking lion or that tiger jumps on his back.
Yeah.
And he's like, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck.
Because he's freaking out, stabbing the tiger in the face. The
dude could have just fucking owned
it. It was like 30 seconds where he could have just cut off his head.
Yeah. But instead he's like, I'm going to work the ground. Like, it's like, what are you doing, Hulk Hogan?
Which
like,
is fucking probably what he did to escape,
yeah,
though.
That's true.
Because he's not a slave anymore. He's gone.
Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
So obviously he knew what he was doing because he's like, should I do it? I do it? You know, like work the grounds, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Throw your shirt to a girl in the audience. Like, whatever, man. Throw your underwear over there, too. Why not?
Either.
Yeah, have the girls go crazy. And I guess Crow really hurt himself in this movie. Let me just say this one fact. It's really fun.
No problem.
He lost all feeling in his right forefinger for 2 years after a sword fight. Aggravated an Achilles tendon injury, broke a foot bone, cracked a hip bone, and popped a few bicep tendons out of their sockets at different points.
Oh.
All during this film.
That sucks.
So you have to give him acting for that.
Oh my God, yeah.
The poor guy was like, it's this or nothing. Like, he was fucking 300, but there was one of him, not 300 of him.
It's funny. There's one scene where he's like crying and like snot's coming out of his nose. And Melissa's like, ew. And I'm like, she's like, why is there so much snot? I'm like, because that's how you win Oscars, baby. Bring on the snot.
Oh, no. To be fair, though, that needed to be there for that scene.
Oh, yeah. It was
picture
intense.
Your kid and your wife,
oh, my
right?
God, intense,
yeah. Yeah, you would just drool everywhere. Like, there's no
which
thought.
Is fucked up that they fucking kill the, like, they kill the kid and the wife. Like,
why the fuck do they care?
Yeah, why? Like, they fucking, in his eyes, he killed Maximus. Right? Why fucking even bother?
Yeah.
Like, it's so, like, above and beyond. Like, it's so,
because
like,
then he even says in Buddy's ear, and he's like, I heard your wife.
Yeah, but, like, he says know? That, which is fucked up. It's a fucked up.
I cannot,
like,
believe you didn't kill him then.
Yeah.
I just, whoop, bam! And then I've been like, done. He's dead. Yeah. What, are you going to kill me?
But then the soldiers are going to kill him.
But yeah, like, who cares?
It's true.
At right? That point, like, you're not going to let me go anyways.
He goes out like, no, when he stabs him in the neck, it's the most satisfying thing.
Dude, with his own dagger. Yeah. It's like, oh, it would have never happened.
Such a bitch. Anyway.
He was such a bitch, I know. All right.
Yeah, Gladiator wins.
Gladiator wins. Lawrence of Arabia, I'm not sorry.
I am sorry. I like Lawrence of Arabia. I'm sorry, Steven Spielberg. It's a fucking awesome movie.
Could you imagine if Steven Spielberg ever, like, DMs me and he's like, you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
You totally want to give him writing?
Yeah.
Convinced him not to.
Me and Steven are right. Steven's no best.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Look, I bet you if we call our father, he'll say Lawrence, too. Stevens,
like,
are just so smart.
No, my father would be like, that 5-hour fucking piece of shit? No.
Literally.
No,
literally.
Thing, if I was like, it was like Lawrence of Arabia and if I said Gladiator, and he'd be like, Gladiator.
It's so true.
So.
All right, Gladiator moves on. Lawrence of Arabia, you're out.
All right, cool. That's it.
Bye.